I'm Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak joining us. John, how are you this morning, pal? Good?
Doing great, Tom. How are you?
Good. You know, it's shocking, especially being a Harrisburg native, when I see town, you know, like my own, and see things that, I'm just not accustomed to seeing in Harrisburg. Shootings and stabbings, is, I guess, but it's really more than that, according to the messaging and complaints that you've been receiving in the mayor's office.
It really is, Tom, and, you know, it's just there's so much crime going on, people breaking into people's cars and breaking in their houses, and I'm really concerned about it more.
I've spoke with a number of these people that have had this happen, and they say, we know who did it. It was these people right over here. And I don't know what to take from that, because I very often hear that from victims, especially of the house break-ins, that we know who it is.
Yeah, that's what's sad. You know, they know who it is. They arrest them, and they're back out on the streets 2 days later, a day later, and it's just that's what's very concerning to me.
And then you also have the nature of this last attack and its brutality. I mean, depending on the number, you see that three people were breaking in this home when the man says stop it, and of course an abandoned home, but only two arrested. So I think we're talking about gunshots fired and being stabbed in the head and face. The inherent brutality of that, I think, also shocked people.
It did. That is. That one there just really shocked me, especially with the age of the people that committed the crime against the gentleman. Just that just concerns me a lot, that, you know, that our teenage kids are doing this.
Right. Juveniles. I know we can't say their names, but can we say their ages, the two that were arrested?
They're 15 and 16.
Wow. Yeah, even worse than I thought. So you decided to get together people on the 22nd?
Monday night at 6 o'clock. Up at City Hall, up at the auditorium.
What do you want people? Who are you looking for to join? Are we talking about civic organizations? Are we talking about the neighbor down the street?
I want the neighbor down the street, civic organizations, preachers, anyone that wants to come to just voice their concerns to me, some other council members, and other law enforcement, and just give us some ideas of what we need to do, and I want to give them ideas on what they can do in their neighborhoods to help. If they see crime, they got to call somebody. And they got to report it. They got to tell.
Now, the police department will be there too?
Yes.
So new Chief Morris there?
Chief Morris will not be there, because he'll be in Springfield at a new chief of police training. But I'll have the assistant chief there, and hopefully the sheriff will be there.
All right, because you got a new chief over there, but you know, on the other hand, you've got a chief who's been with the department. I'm guesstimating in my mind somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 years.
Probably 30 years or more.
Because I remember, I remember when David became part of the force, because I knew his father when he was a member of the police force as well. So, what do you think the solution to something like this is? Because, John, everybody's looking for a solution. You could go over here and say, Mike Henry'd like to hear a thought too. I mean, you literally think, what do you do? Now, a lot of people say, lock them up. All right, but it's not that easy. At least not as easy as like people would like to think. Anyway, so what are you thinking is the answer here, John?
I think the answer is you get your community involved, if the people see something, they have to speak up. They have to say something to anybody. They could call anybody and say, hey, this is going on in this neighborhood. This is going on in this neighborhood. And, you know, we all have to get involved, and we have to say something to these people and ask them. They got to stop being violent. It's just bad right now.
Brutal. Yes, they're brutal. And the inherent brutality of it, where they just pile on, is another thing. You know, two or three people jumping on top of one man like this. Now, here's the thing, John. As a rule, when one of these happens and everybody in town is talking about it, you'll see a lot of people show up. So are you asking people to sign up? Are you giving an allotted time for people to address the city council and give their suggestions? What's the structure you're going to employ?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do, Tom. Whenever they get there, if they want to speak, I'll have them sign up, and I'll give them 2 or 3 minutes, and because we don't want to be there all night long. Because if you don't have a time limit, then people will just be up there going on and on and on about every part of town, and I don't want that. Just people to come from their area of town, maybe have one person address me or whoever else I have up there, and we'll go from there.
How much of this is driven by meth, Mayor?
I'm sure it's probably the biggest part of it. probably all different kinds of drugs, I'm sure.
But meth is the one that I think we latch onto, but drugs are involved, you know, in a lot of this stuff, either the desire to steal from somebody's pharmaceutical cabinet, their medicine cabinet, or to get the money and pawn something off to be able to buy meth or whatever the case. But, you know, when in speaking with some of your police officers in the past years, they say, look, we got a meth problem in this town. If we want to go out and arrest somebody for meth, what we do is we roll down the window and we drive through this part of town and then we just follow our noses. That's how easy it had become. And in particular, they tell me people who are literally cooking meth, putting these 2-liter bottles out on the sidewalk in front of their homes while kids are walking by on their way to school, that's how bad it had gotten in some portions of town.
Yeah, the meth is definitely a problem.
Right. Now,
and I know it's a problem in all of Southern Illinois, but it's a big problem in Harrisburg also. Tom, it's really scary, Tom.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I grew up in Harrisburg and I love this town, and I hate to see this happen. I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, by no far was I a saint living in Harrisburg when I was growing up. I mean, it was known if you drove through our neighborhood, you better be careful. You may get an acorn or something thrown at your car.
Right.
But at least we weren't shooting guns and stabbing people in the face.
Right. Yeah, well, I know me and the Maldives used to, you know, turn off the street lights with an airplane light, you know. I mean, you know, we were mean kids. But yeah. Here's the thing. This is not the only issue you've got. You're still in flood recovery as well, and I was curious about another item. You and I had spoken multiple times. You had gotten some help here from Brandon Phelps. For people who drive coming in to the west side of Harrisburg, is that new stoplight intersection? There was you'd been worried about the crashes there. What's the story on the west side of Harrisburg in relationship to that dangerous, well, intersection, we'll call it?
I'm glad you asked about that. I just talked to Brandon about that one day. I talked to him last week about that, and that has been sent through, and hopefully within the next month or so, they'll get started on that.
All right, so it'll be a stoplight?
It'll be a stoplight at that intersection.
Okay. Four-way stoplight there?
Finally got it after 6 years of trying.
I know you've been trying for a long time. So four-way stoplight there when I'm coming in.
Yes.
You know, this type of thing has already cost me 2 of my best friends' life in your town, Harris Forrest and Doug Hurd. Yes. It's already killed 2 of my best friends. So if you don't think I'm in to seeing this getting solved, man, you know, like I said, when my friends are screaming in the street, dying covered in gasoline because a drunken drug driver killed them, I'm all favor of saying a solution has to come. And here's the thing that I'm worried about, because Eric Gregg said, yeah, I'm going to do something about it. I mean, we all want to do something about it, but getting traction and staying and applying and developing a focus that comes out with a resolve is another issue altogether.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be meeting with the Illinois State Police and the Saline County Sheriff's Department and the Harrisburg Police Department, and I'm going to try and get us all to work together, and we are going to solve this problem. I'm going to work hard at it all summer.
Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak, John, thanks for your time.